Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does it this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Ian?
I'm doing well. I'm excited for a new month, and I'm excited for a new show. But before we can do this week's show, let's clear up my challenge from last time. Start with a common chemical symbol. Add three letters, and you can spell the namesake of a famous paradox. Drop the last letter from that name, and add two new letters, and you can spell the namesake of a famous principle. What are the words?
Well, it took me a while to get there, but if you start with Fe, which is the chemical symbol for iron, you can do that first thing you said and get to Fermi, as in Enrico Fermi. And then you can do the second thing you said and get to Fermat, Pierre de Fermat, and that's what you do.
Well done.
All right, Ian. So last summer, you brought questions for which the answers could all be found in a particular word. And then the following week, I returned the favor by asking you similar questions, but with a different word. Well, after what you put me through on last week's show, I've decided to return the favor once again and bring five math problems for you to solve.
I deserve it.
If you add the number of the catch in the title of a Joseph Heller novel to the number of gables the house has in the title of a Nathaniel Hawthorne novel, what number do you then have to add to get the number of days in the title of a novel by Jules Verne?
Oh, that's actual math. 51?
51 is right. Catch 22 plus 7 gables plus 51 gives you 80 days. If you subtract Jackie Robinson's most famous jersey number from Wayne Gretzky's most famous jersey number, what number do you then have to subtract to get Michael Jordan's most famous jersey number?
Let's see. 34.
34 is right. Gretzky being number 99, Jackie Robinson number 42, and if you subtract 34, you get Michael Jordan's 23. Very good.
I recently watched, finally, the Jordan documentary series that was all the rage early in the pandemic, so I was waiting for that moment when he would come back with the number 45 for a few games.
That's the pivotal moment in the entire thing, isn't it, right?
And I took that personally.
If you add the number of Great Lakes that New York borders to the number of Canadian provinces it borders, what number do you then have to add to get the number of U.S. states that it borders?
Oh, gosh. I think New York borders two Great Lakes.
That is correct.
And it borders, I think, two provinces?
That is correct.
I don't have to give back our bureau in Plattsburgh?
No, you do not.
What's the last part of it? How many states it borders?
Yep.
All right. New Jersey, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Connecticut, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stay right there.
That's good. So what's the answer to the question?
What was the question again? 225.
Two Great Lakes plus two Canadian provinces plus one is five states. Very good.
Okay.
And finally, if you add the number of miles that the Birds Were High in their song to the age that Stevie Nicks was on the edge of in her song, what number do you need to multiply it by to get the number of ways to leave your lover, according to Paul Simon in his song?
Two.
Yes. Can you do the math for us?
Yes. Edge of 17, 8 miles high, 50 ways to leave your lover.
That's right. 8 plus 17, 25 times 2 is 50. Very good. Well, Ian was a good sport. He got an A+ in math class today. How well
First time
you
ever.
Quiz at wamc.org.
Or visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge, Mike.
Which I promise has no math in it. Start with the phrase, number, please. Change one letter to an S, not the one that's already there, of course, and you can rearrange the result to spell a 7-letter word for something a cat often seeks out, and a 5-letter word for what they might do in it. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you then.